Today I'll be talking about the physical controls on the scaling characteristics of soil hydraulic parameters. Let me start with a little bit of the background. When we have measurements of soil parameters or soil properties in the order of less than a kilometer, then it's normal to assume that it's a relatively flat terrain and reasonable to ignore the effect of the topography, such as the lateral flows. And in such a situation, the scaling characteristics of the hydraulic parameters are predominantly governed by the soil texture and the structure. But on the other hand, when we go to much coarser scales of kilometers, such as hill slope scales and beyond, the topography definitely plays a much bigger role, and we have surface runoff and run-on, and also the subsurface lateral flows in the Vedo zone. As such, we cannot ignore the topography in that scale. Our hypothesis in this study is that the soil moisture and the soil hydraulic parameter variability is dominated by different physical controls at different scales. So if we go from a increasing or a coarsening scale from the point scale, all the way to a continental scale, see that our hypothesis is that the soil texture and structure dominates at the finer scales. The topography takes over dominance at about the hill slope scale. And about the watershed scale, the land cover patterns start dominating, and the climate forcings, such as precipitation patterns, are dominant at much coarser scales. So how do we test this? Our objective here was to obtain a mathematical form for the influence of the physical controls, in particular the topography of the domain, on the scaling characteristics of the soil hydraulic parameters. And we decided to approach this by studying the behavior of the fluxes and soil moisture states under different configurations at a hill slope scale. To do this, we adopted a power averaging operator which combines the strengths of both the mean type and the mode type aggregation. The power averaging operator is of this form, where P star is the aggregated or the upscaled parameter value of bunch of finer scale parameters, and TPI is the sum of the supports that each measurement parameter measurement has on the other measurements. A general form of the support function is the exponential form, where eta, the power, is considered as the scale parameter, and in our case we have it as a function of the topography. Effectively, it is the elevation difference and the distance between the measurements normalized over the scale to which we are upscaling. Okay. We tested this algorithm with synthetically generated domains, and then once we were confident about it working, we took it to the real world. I'll be presenting data from one of the field sites, which is the Little Washita watershed in Oklahoma. It is about 600 square kilometers large. Each of these pixels is 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer in size. And these dots that you see here are the meteorological stations spread around the watershed from where we get the precipitation information. We also have the elevation information at 30 meter resolution, the soil distribution at 30 meters and 1 kilometer, from the StatsGo and Sergo databases. We also have airborne remote sensing soil moisture data from the E-Star. We also have a couple of stream gauges which had data during the study period. Okay. We used the Hydrus 3D model to simulate the domains. We applied an atmospheric boundary condition to the surface. The sites of the 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer pixel domains, which we simulated individually, had seepage phase boundary conditions to enable transfer of water between the domains. And the bottom boundary had a variable head depending on the depth of the water table. The finite element node spacing was at 30 meters. We ran the simulation for 3 months in 1997. and the initial 2 months were discarded as model spin-up, and the last 1 month was used for the analysis. The ISTA soil moisture data is also available for this last month, which is mid-June to mid-July 1997, which is from the time of the SJP 97 field campaign. Okay, this is just to give you a feel of 12 pixels that were selected from within the watershed for analysis based on their variations in soil properties, the topography, and the land cover. These are their characteristics. We had a highest elevation of 446 meters and a low of 341 meters above mean sea level. So this gives a relief of about 100 meters. Reflecting the land use patterns within the watershed, half the pixels had a pasture land cover. Three more had wheat, and three were mostly bare soil. We also computed the topographic index, which gives a feel of the topographic complexity within each pixel, and it's an inverse relationship. So the pixel 3 had the most complexity, and pixel 7 had the least complexity within the domain. Water tables were assigned based on their distance from the streams, and we had a range of soil types within each pixel with a maximum of 5 soil types within a pixel and a minimum of 2. Okay, so these are some of the results. These are plots of the daily surface soil moisture. The blue lines are the ESTAR measured soil moisture values, and we ran these simulations with and without flow routing between the pixels, connection between the pixels. As expected, with the flow routing, we had a better match. Okay, these are the average simulated soil moisture across all days in the simulation period for the 12 pixels. And again, we find that the fine scale and the coarse scale simulated soil moistures match pretty well with each other. But the real test of the upscaling would be how well does it match with the observed soil moisture, and we find that overall the algorithm performed really well across all the analysis pixels. We also split up the simulation period into wet, intermediate, and dry days depending on the surface soil moisture given by the ESTAR sensor, and even then we find that for the wet, intermediate, and dry days the algorithm performed pretty well. As I said earlier, we had two stream gauges which had data for this period within the watershed. SG442, which is upstream, when we compared the stream flow, the measured and the model stream flows, we had a 0.95 correlation during the analysis period. And for the downstream gauge, which obviously had a greater variability, we found a 0.85 correlation. Depending on how we had the flow routing, there was a little bit of a lag in the response time of the model. We also compared this topography-based model with three other upscaling models which were available, a simple homogenization-based scheme, Monte Carlo based scheme, and a BNN-based multi-scale Pareto transfer function scheme. These are the results from those. The blue lines, again, are the ESTAR measured soil moisture. The red are the topography-based scaling method, the newly developed one. The green lines were from the homogenization, the black from the MCMC-based method, and the pink lines from the BNN-based PTF method. We find that with the topography-based method, the correlation between the ESTAR measured soil moisture and the simulated soil moisture was pretty good at 0.82 correlation. The next best was the BNN-based multi-scale PTFs. The homogenization and the MCMC came in later. One thing to consider here is that both the topography-based and the BNN considered the topography or the elevation in some form, while the other two did not. Okay. So based on the topographic complexity, if we see the pixels with the most complexity, the topographic based scheme and the BNN based scheme performed pretty good, while the other two did not. But as we go to more simpler topographies, the homogenization based scheme performed much better. So this clearly shows that the topography is playing a role in this scaling. So our conclusions, the scale parameter in our study was based only on the topography, and the soil moisture, we had high correlation across the scales between the fine scale and the coarse scale simulations, and good even for the stream flow, we had good correlations between the simulated and measured values, though we had a little bit of the lag in response time based on how we had the model set up. With the comparison of the upscaling schemes, the topography-based algorithm performed the best, and the algorithms which did not explicitly consider topography as one of the inputs performed poorer, and this demonstrates the need to include the effects of the physical controls at the larger extents. Thank you very much. We're happy to take any questions.
Most interesting presentation. So, question, please. Not immediate question. When you talk this complexity index, basically the watershed is generally it has some topography, right? But it doesn't have a steep thing. So, how is your index of topography reflects the rapid changes in topography if they happen?
Within the domain, if there are variations, like you have steep drops and rises versus a gradual decline, the steep drops and rises would give you a more complex number, a lower number, versus the higher number for the more gradual monotonic changes in the topography.
Okay, thank you. Questions? Well, I guess the questions will come later. Thank you very much.
Thank you.